Maharaj, in the example of the dream or Leela, there are both positive and negative characters.
Sure. Otherwise, but it is not called Leela. It is called Satya.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the problem then?
The evil characters are totally into the role all the time. Only the good part seems to wake up now and then and tries to peep into the reality.
Correct.
So, does it mean that the evil characters are actually playing the yajna better?
You have to understand the concept. It is not that if supposing in a cinema, there is a cinema or a drama, you are appointed to be a judge to decide who acted better, okay?
Okay.
And you find the hero and heroine extraordinarily dull and the villain is extraordinarily alive. Whom do you award? But at the same time, is it a reality or is it a make-believe?
Make-believe.
Award is also?
Make-believe.
Very difficult to understand. How can Brahman ever forget? Do you get the trend what I talked today? Brahman is consciously, not unconsciously. When we dream more or less unconsciously, isn't it?
Yes.
When Brahman is dreaming, does he dream unconsciously or consciously?
Must be conscious.
To understand this concept, every drama, every cinema is based upon a book, isn't it?
Yes.
And when the author is writing that book, does he consciously create those characters or unconsciously create the characters?
Consciously.
Now you apply the same thing to Brahman. Brahman consciously becomes unconscious. Try to understand what I said. Consciously becomes
unconscious.
As if.
Seemingly unconscious.
That is called a Leela. Otherwise it becomes a reality, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That is why the concept of Leela is a marvelous concept. And we have to turn into, when we do sacrifice or yajna, we become conscious participants in this drama. Supposing your role is to be beaten black and blue in a drama. And you are acting so much, you are crying, shouting and so realistically. And the fellow who is beating you black and blue is also so realistic. And the audience are looking thunder and lightning at the fellow who is beating you. That is the reaction. But do they come and then do something to that fellow?
No.
They are thoroughly enjoying it. Of course, that depends upon whether they like you or not. What I am trying to tell you, the concept of this drama, so realistic, seemingly realistic, the entire thing, good, evil, everything is only just a play. So lest we misunderstand or we want to understand it properly, I brought the example of the author. The author knows what he has consciously created. That is what, not only that, if you want to understand better, everybody is given this whole drama. Every actor, actress is given the whole drama. They know, does not the heroine know that at this scene, I am going to be kidnapped?
Yes.
And she struggles against?
Yes.
She knows that she should pretend to be struggling?
Yes.
And if she doesn't like hero, the struggle will be less?
Yes.
So the whole thing is done consciously or unconsciously?
Consciously.
But now you have to understand something. The more they become unconscious or absolutely one with their character and forget that it is the drama, their action, their participation, acting will be the most realistic. Is it not?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Do they really become unconscious? No. It is that of special absorption. That is called aesthetic enjoyment. Whether a person is singing, whether a person is, these are two aspects you have to be aware of. When a person sings beautifully but not absorbed, the effect will be on the audience. But when the person, same person is feeling himself, herself, then the effect on the audience will be
different,
unimaginable. That is why when Sri Ramakrishna sings a song, the effect is unimaginable. When other people sing, you know, there would be some reaction will be there according to the capacity of the singer. But it is not the same, isn't it?
Yes.
That is why when Swamiji was singing sometimes, Sri Ramakrishna simply walked off. Your song is very sounds very tasteless, distasteful to me. Why is it so?
His mind was elsewhere.
That means he was not absorbed in that singing. But other times, he used to be absorbed in his own song. Then Sri Ramakrishna used to say, something, a serpent, as it were, raises its hood and sways to the singing of Narendra. What a marvelous concept.
Yes.
Anyway, I tried my level best to convey that Brahman's pretense. All right. Anybody else?
Yes, Maharaj.
Ram Maharaj, you mentioned about Nimitta Matram Bhavana,
yeah,
or being an instrument. How do we have that bhavana in the day-to-day work? Because we have loans to pay, wife, kids, everything. How do we incorporate that bhavana in everything that we do?
Yes, if we are practicing spiritual life, japa, meditation, etc., then what is the idea? Who gave me birth? You. Who put me in this family? You. So who has given me this job? You. So everything that is happening, happened, will happen in life is all because of your dispensation, isn't it?
Yes.
Every day if we go on remembering, slowly, slowly, that idea becomes more and more realistic. Then what happens? We do, you want me to play this role. I am going to play this role. But at the same time, I am not attached to anything. What is our problem now? If you think you are acting in a drama, taking loans, etc., do you feel bad?
No.
But if you are doing it in real life,
it is troublesome.
That is the practice. Okay.